This is the Bernardi Bulletin for Wednesday. Hi, I'm Corey Bernardi. I've been off the air for the last few days as I've enjoyed an extended long weekend with my family, but I'm back into the thick of it today. And I've noticed that the International Monetary Fund's World Economic Outlook has confirmed there are risks ahead for the Australian and the global economies. The IMF says global economic growth is still weak, and it notes that the risks to the global economy remain on the downside. And put simply, that's because there's too much debt in the system. Right through Europe, sovereign nations have racked up debt massively, and they cannot afford to repay it. It's the same in America, where there is now a government shutdown and a risk of debt default. In Japan, national debt is exploding in size and quantum. And in Australia, we have racked up more debt in the last 6 years than we'd had in decades previous. It confirms to me that debt is not a good thing for government to enter into. It is mortgaging the future obligations of taxpayers to enjoy the largesse today. That doesn't work. It's a recipe for disaster. And ultimately, as they say, you've got to pay the piper. Well, the piper is demanding to be paid now right across the world. And that's why government needs to be limited in its scope. It needs to stop its inexorable growth. And we need to stop the welfare mentality that has crept in. Socialism is a failed experiment. Let's get back to self-government, self-reliance, and making sure that Australia lives within its means. For more of today's bulletin, go to CoreyBernardi.com.